right, Bill Barty, we've got to get out of this house and do something.
I wonder, I mean, one thing that we like to do is to go mountain biking. But can you do it if it's raining?
Why not?
I don't know.
A little mud never stopped a mountain biker.
Hard to carry that umbrella, I can tell you that.
Oh, there you go. That's what they got Gore-Tex for, buddy. We sell it at Jesse Brown's. Come on over. We'll hook you up.
Listen, that's no joke. We have a bunch of cool stuff over there. And when I say cool, I mean warm. If it's cold outside, if you're a spectator or maybe a bicycle rider, stop by Jesse Brown's to stay warm and comfortable, whatever your endeavor may be. But we are going to talk a little bit about bicycling right now. Wintertime. Short track bicycling. We're going to go to start to finish and invite Neil Boyd on because he's the man that runs the Winter Short Track Series in 2018 and in years previous as well. He's going to come on right now. Neil Boyd, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Now, you don't let a little weather stop you guys, do you?
No, not for the Winter Short Track Series. We've actually developed a course many years ago out at Renaissance Park that can withstand the weather, and that's the whole reason that we actually run it in the wintertime is it's on rain, sleet, or shine, whatever goes on. If that park is open, we are running the race.
Ah, so the short track still runs, and so does the post office. Isn't that how that works?
I bet on the short track.
Well, you kind of just hinted at it. Back in the olden days, I think the series would rotate to different places, but now we've settled in at Renaissance. Tell us what a short track mountain bike race is and what it's a cross between.
Yeah, that's correct, Bill. Back in the day, we used to do a winter series that was more of your traditional, you know, cross-country style that could be anywhere from a 4 to 5 mile course that would rotate between different parks. But we found out during the winter months, the trails just stay that much more wet in the wintertime. They don't dry out. So it was kind of damaging the track. So over the years, we built this trail that's only the length of the trail is about 0.9 miles out at Renaissance Park, and we basically have put a lot of crush and run down in the course that it can withstand any type of weather. But the race is run a lot different than a traditional cross country race where it's short. It's kind of a combination of a cyclocross race, a little bit of BMX, a criterium, all wrapped up in a mountain bike race.
Wow.
Now, for those of you that don't speak Southern paving, Crusher Run is granite that's been crushed. It's a lot of sand and a lot of gravel, right?
It is, and it does an incredible job. You wouldn't even know that it's there because once the dirt kind of moves around, it's a base layer, per se, under that ground. Last Sunday, it rained all day, and people were saying, oh, it looked wet, it looked slippery, but it was really... It was in great shape out there on Sunday.
Yep, it's notorious for draining well, and that's the good news, I guess, for the short track.
That's correct. It is. It does an incredible job of just shedding the water off, and that kind of underlayment or that base layer of the trail itself stays in great shape.
Hey, we're talking Winter Short Track Series 2018. We've got Neil Boyd on. He's from start to finish, and he's giving us the lowdown. Hey, the course is out there at Renaissance Park. That's right off of West Tivola Road right here in Charlotte. Neil, when we talk about that, especially with somebody as accomplished as you, it sounds all official. Like there's some big-time racers that are going to be out there, and there are going to be some quite accomplished bikers and cyclists that are going to be racing, but that's not the only people who come out and race. Who are some of the attendees who get out there and ride their bikes rain or shine?
You're right, Bill. I mean, there are some people that have a lot of experience who come out and race, but the unique thing about the Winter Short Track Series, we have a ton of new people. The first race of the year, which was 2 weeks ago, I had every category of people raise their hand and that had asked them, who's ever raced before? And we probably had a third of the field of mountain bikers that were new to racing. They had never come out and raced before. They were out there. Also, we've had a huge number of kids come out. And I would say last week we probably had between 75 and 80 kids that are racing. And the one unique thing about the short track series, you're not sending your kid or a new person out in the woods 3, 4, 5 miles. You're never more than less than a quarter mile away from the parking lot. So it's not as intimidating as a cross-country racer where you may or may not know the trail or be a little bit more difficult. The trail is built to where it's simple, and it's really all about kind of the racing. And cool thing about it is it's really spectator friendly. So parents and grandparents come out and watch their kids race, and it's a great time.
Oh, we're going to talk about that. I got to ask for a little bit of clarification, because the older I get, the more I'm confused by the definition of kid. What is a kid? Is that a 10-year-old or a 25-year-old?
Yeah, so we have everything. We have beginner categories, we have sport categories, we also have an expert category, and we break both those categories down by age groups. But we also have specific categories for juniors, and that's under 18. This year, we actually divided up our boys into three different age groups. So we have an age group for 14 to 18, we have an age group for 11 to 13, and then we have an age group for 10 and under. We also have our junior girl category. So we have a category specific for, you know, girls under 18.
Now, if we're interested in getting into this, tell us about the equipment we need to show up with.
I mean, realistically, all you need is a mountain bike, a helmet, and come on out and you can race. I mean, some of the kids come out and race and just, you know, you don't have to have any type of special racing gear. You can come out in shorts and, like Bill mentioned in opening the show, really, you want to have stuff that keeps you warm, but not too warm, because as you race, your body is going to do that warming. So really, it's all about keeping enough warmth in your body that you're okay during that 30 to 40 minute effort.
Don wants to know if he can wear that brand new spandex outfit he just bought. That's why he asked
Absolutely.
That question.
Somebody help get me in it.
Put butter all over yourself, Ooh. And then you slide right in there. Ooh. Now I'm going to have to laugh a little bit at that one. Don Yeager's over there. Bill Bartiz over here. We're the Carolina Outdoor Guys here on News 1110 99.3 WBT. You can also listen to us over at jessebrowns.com or Facebook by liking Jesse Browns, where we have all four segments of the program broken down via podcast. Our guest is Neil Boyd. He's from Start to Finish, and he's talking about the Winter Short Track Series that's going on. It's already started. It kicked off January 21, but we still have February 4th, Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, the 11th and 18th. So you can still go out there. And Neil, just to let everybody know, you mentioned spectators, you mentioned riders of all talents and ages, but you'll also have food, event photographers, music. They're all going to be out there at each event.
That's correct. We do. We make soup for every race. So if you're and hot chocolate. So if you're there's no reason to walk around hungry. We give away food for the event. The Dirt Divas, which is a female mountain bike club here in Charlotte, they make food and take donations during the event. So there's an abundance of food and plenty to eat. And you mentioned Super Bowl Sunday. Tomorrow, we actually do a really cool promotion that one time during the series, and it's in line with Super Bowl. But for every person who finishes in the top three in their prospective race, they get to put their name on the Super Bowl grid. And at the end of the day, we'll draw the numbers across the top of each grid for either of the teams. And we have prizes for the first quarter, halftime, third quarter, and the end of the game score for the event. So it's kind of a little added bonus if you finish on the podium for your race.
It sounds like it's a perfect excuse for those people who may have outgrown other physical competitive activities like football, basketball, professional wrestling. Maybe they can do a little bit of competitive cycling and get out there on the short track series and race against themselves, their own times, or race against others. And I think, Neil, too, people will partner up in teams as well.
That's correct. We do have a team competition. So, and it goes across all categories. So we have some teams that go out and recruit new members, new people, new to mountain biking, new to mountain bike racing, and they're combined points over the entire series. There is cash available to win.
Fantastic. His name is Neil Boyd. Send us to the right website so we can get signed up.
Yep. So you can go to wintershorttrack.com, and that will take you to the information. The homepage, there's a little bit of information, tons of pictures, the schedule, registration, everything is on there, and a little information about that Super Bowl promo.
Hey, and Neil, you're going to be out there as well because you need a little break. You got 3-month-old twins at home, so getting out there and doing a little work, rain or shine, will be a fun time for you as well. Congratulations on that, and thank you for joining the Carolina Outdoor Guys here on WBT.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Also, thanks to Scott Jensen of Charlotte Stories for coming on, as well as Morgan Huffman of the Shield Nature Museum over in Gastonia. For TJ Boggs and Don Yeager, I'm Bill Bartese saying get outdoors, pick up your trash, and we'll see you next time right here on the Carolina Outdoors.